a Thursday. It's a fan club Thursday. We moved it up a day, holiday weekend. We've got Rob Collins, sports director over at Fox 4 in studio. We were giving him a hard time throughout the summer. He's been a busy man. He's got a lot going on. We said, I guess you don't care about us anymore.
Second
you know?
Fiddle.
That is not true.
Oh, uh-oh.
Yeah. JT, let's make sure we got his pile.
Looks like
let's try that again.
Nope. Oh, this button.
All right. There we go. That should be good.
Check one, two.
Yeah. I see how you are. You invite me in.
I'm
and
not
because
trying to play tricks.
I've been busy. Y'all are giving me the silent treatment. I'm not blaming the intern.
That's
oh, I'm
right.
sorry.
Yeah.
You still calling him the intern? Wow.
In my phone, he's saved as JT intern, but he's not an intern anymore. No.
JT some love, man.
Do you guys get interns?
We do have some summer interns.
Kind of jealous. We tried to keep getting them, but we only got the two. And
crazy.
They both work here.
I was about to say, we both work here
It worked
here now.
Out for everybody.
They're good interns, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, there's not a whole lot interns can do for us.
Yeah, you're not putting them on TV.
Yeah, right. I mean,
we put them on the radio. Radio.
Well,
Wild West.
We can't give them a camera because, you know, there's union rules. You can't say, hey, go out and do this.
I gotcha.
Oh, union rules. You can't even just have them go shoot, even if you don't air it.
Yeah.
Maybe teach them how to make a TV package?
Maybe they didn't. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I was like, they can't go out to a high school game and shoot some games for you guys?
Maybe they do.
Okay.
Maybe they don't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I must say, there's a lot of people. I don't know how much you had a chance to listen at all during training camp. I know you were busy. We did a weather report.
Oh, I heard
camp
that.
With cloudy with a chance.
I heard that.
Accused you. And the text line right now is saying cloudy's in studio. People think you are cloudy. Can you confirm for us?
I can confirm that it's not me, but I will tell you this.
Yeah.
I had at least five dudes on the golf course during the summer
ask me
A, if it was me, or B, if I knew who it was, because it was a big mystery.
Yeah.
Have y'all revealed
who
it is?
No, we've never announced it.
I promised people that it wasn't you. I said, I swear.
It's not me.
I said, I swear, it's not you. It's not Cody. It's not Drew.
It's not,
you know.
They blamed you for a while.
They guessed Matt McMullen from the Chiefs. It's not Matt McMullen.
Okay.
And I also said, it's not AI. It is a real person.
Real person.
But that's all we'll say, and it's not.
Did you manipulate the voice?
No.
Though?
No.
That person.
They might be putting on a voice, but that's.
Yes.
They didn't,
okay.
like, manipulate. Their
got
voice.
Got it.
I think they're putting.
Did you
on
ever hear him? Did you ever?
Oh,
hear
I heard him
oh,
a
okay,
lot.
So you know,
yeah.
Okay.
Because when I play golf, you know, usually at this time I'll have you guys on, and then when you go off on a tangent, I'll just turn on my music app.
That's fair.
My Gen.
That's fair.
GPS.
I'm gonna
have
to rely on you. The second half of this semester, I have to teach the television side of the performance.
I'll come in if you want.
Not just. Yeah,
you
there
should.
We go.
Wait, what nights? Tuesday, Thursday.
Tuesday, Thursdays.
Ooh, I work both of those, but. Maybe I'll see what.
Can he zoom in? Like, can you do a Zoom call?
Yeah, we can zoom in.
There you go.
We can make that work.
I was telling my son if he needs an elective, he should take your class.
Wait, perfect. Is he at UMKC?
Yeah, he's at the business school. He's a junior, so he's probably done with electives.
But if he needs a random elective,
he needs
come,
one.
He can
I told
take
him.
This class.
I said, go take this class. It'll be entertaining. You will love it, and you can give this guy all the business in the world, and he will love it. Everyone in the class will be like, who is this guy talking crap to the teacher?
I told them from the beginning, I said, I'm just going to warn you now. Television and radio are two very different mediums.
Yes.
On their onset, and we're doing very different things a lot of the times. Now, TV's changed a little bit because panel shows have opened more into the, like, opinion-based model stuff. Even you guys do panel shows where, like, there is a more loose structure in the way that it's done, but there are still, like, teleprompter and lines and reads and structure, and you better have the script down to a you know,
well, and also
when they say 2.5 minutes, it's 2.5 minutes.
It's 2.5 minutes.
It's not 2:31.
Right, and, like, at our studio, y'all know, y'all been in there a bunch. There are no camera people. The cameras
are automated.
Robotic, automated. So, you know, we have to code the cameras and the directors have to code the cameras. We have to tell them where we're going to be and things like that. So there's a lot more that goes into it. And now, like for our 11 o'clock show that's live, I have to run the teleprompter. I have a little joystick thing that.
Yeah, you do it while you're talking.
Yeah,
you control your own teleprompter. That's
kind
of crazy.
Honestly, when I did an internship at KCPT, I used to run the teleprompter for Week in Review and a couple of those other shows. Running a teleprompter speed is a lot harder. As I honestly think it'd be easier to run my own.
It is
hard to guess somebody else's speed in which they're choosing
100%.
To read this.
News is a little bit easier than sports.
It's really tough.
Because, you know, we ad-lib all the time.
Yeah.
And highlights or whatever.
Our poor teleprompter person, I feel for her because Harold and I both.
Go
just,
forward, go
we
backwards,
go
fast.
We just
go
ad-lib and, you know, and she's like, and I'm like, I'm sorry, it was me. Just a lot of times we don't even write scripts. We're just like ad-lib.
Man, you guys are full ad-lib, huh?
Well, some stuff. I mean, if it's a Royals game, we obviously...
Don't tell the class that. I want them to learn television writing,
because we, you know, we edited the highlights because we're writing and editing everything that we do. So we know what there is, but, you know, it's the timing of it. You're right. You know, you have hard outs, like you guys are up against breaks, hard outs and all that stuff.
What's your one piece of advice for future MMJ who might be in my class, you know?
Learn as much as you can. Do everything you can. Learn how to shoot, learn how to write, learn how to edit. Do everything, because you just said the magic word, MMJ, because companies who are starting out are going to hire cheap, man. TV money hasn't changed. My first job in Sherman, Texas, I made $7 an hour in 1995. And I guarantee you, it's still pretty...
With inflation, it's probably close.
It's still pretty dang close. So for guys, and speaking of running the teleprompter, I ran the prompter at that show. I went out and did my story and came back and run the teleprompter for the 6 o'clock news. You know what that entailed? Printing scripts off a printer, taping them together with scotch tape, and pulling them through the projector.
Physically
pulling them through a projector.
That's a little crazy. That's a little crazy.
That is very crazy.
Rob Collin from Fox 4.
Are you 130?
Yeah, well.
Maybe it's just the market. They didn't have the technology?
It was like 100 and, you know, there are 220 TV markets in the country. I think Sherman, Texas was like 160 at that time, but I'm not 130.
Someone I went
yet.
To college with, their first job was in Sherman, Texas as well for TV.
Small market.
But what you said, know everything. I mean, that's same thing with radio. When you first start out, you're going to run, like, you're going to run the board of your own show. You're going to, you know,
edit your own audio.
It's all that. I mean, that's, I think,
but you didn't set up these cameras. It's not, we still had to do this.
Right.
These cameras are still the hodgepodge version of setup we did 4 years ago. How long did we do that? 3 years ago?
Something like that.
I remember also we used to have live trucks. You seen those, the trucks with the big mast and the satellite. I used to have to drive that thing, set it up, run the cables, the lights, everything, and then do my own live shot. You know, this was
now,
like,
don't you guys just have those 20, packs?
Yeah. You can go live in 1 minute now.
Like Ghostbusters
with the backpack.
Backpack.
As long as you got a cell signal, you can be up in a minute and a half.
Real quick, before we get into some Chiefs, I want to obviously get your perspective on where things are at now with Rashee Rice, now that we know the suspension is starting week one and everything. I saw you tweeted out, and I was like, I couldn't remember the show name. You got the show coming back with some Chiefs players, right?
Yeah, Kansas City Huddle, where our second season premieres tonight at 11:30 on Fox 4, right after our live show, Fox 4 Sports Night, which is Sunday through Thursday at 11 o'clock. Either me or Harold, or both anchor that show, depending on what's going on. But, Chiefs players come in. We tape at Chicken and Pickle throughout the year. I think we have 12 shows lined up this year. We're in North Kansas City and in Overland Park. And it's pretty awesome. Live audience, first come, first serve. You don't have to get tickets. Just roll up in there, and you can be a part. And audience
participation. Play Rob Collins and pickleball afterwards.
Oh, no.
No, you're not allowed to do that?
No, you can't. I'm just, I don't have time. I got to do this show and then go back and do the 9 o'clock and the 10 o'clock and the 11 o'clock. So.
Oh, man, keep you busy. Well, he lives in Overland Park, and I live in in the Northland. So,
there you go.
We just each come to one.
Expect you all to be there, Dadgummit.
When's the next one in North Kansas City? Was that this last one that you just did?
The last one we did, yeah. I think the next one is in North Kansas City. I believe it's on the 9th. I have to check. I put the schedule out on all my shows.
Okay,
so
I'll go check.
Nice. Y'all can check it out and then come in. But it's fun. I mean, you know, we get access to these players, and Omar Norman-Lott was our guest, the rookie. He was fantastic, telling some great stories about when he was at Arizona State and he didn't get in trouble, but he was a bouncer / bodyguard at a club.
Of course he was.
And an MMA guy came in, and that guy got in a little fisticuffs with somebody, and Norman-Lott had to break it up. So he tells that story. He also tells a story about his pet snake named, ironically, Juju.
Oh, well,
that is not, he's not allowed.
How big is the snake?
It's a python.
He's not allowed to what?
Bring it to the facility.
Oh,
he's like,
no.
They said no.
Can't bring it to work. Giant python to work.
So it's great. He tells some good stories. So he's a very interesting guy.
We found out yesterday, of course, the news we were all kind of waiting for, at least to get some clarity, and that was the suspension and when it's going to take place for Rashee Rice. So 6 games, starts week one. He's got to stay away from the facility and everything like that. What do you make of just how we got to this point and the fact that the settlement hearing thing never happened, and ultimately he's going to miss the first 6?
Well, you got to figure his lawyers and his team thought the NFL was going to hammer him for more than 6.
Telesaro said that they asked for 10 to 12 first.
Well, if you're taking 6, that means you thought it was going to be a lot more, right? And I think we all thought it was going to be 4 to 6 in that range anyway. So now that the Chiefs know they're going to be without Rice for 6 weeks, probably why you got 8 receivers on the initial 53.
Yeah.
I think it it's probably the best outcome.
I think this is wise to just get it out of the way. Yes. I hated when it was like, oh, they're going to have this hearing. I'm like, oh, no, let's not do 4 weeks. Then he's gone. Then you try to get him acclimated back into the offense with all the other guys who've been helping run the offense in his absence. I'd rather just, like, pretend it's an injury. You're going to miss a guy. That, like, you know, the same as Godwin or somebody, you know, like, they're going to miss the first month of the season. We'll see him in week 7, and we'll see what happens then. I didn't want it to hang over the Chiefs' head for the entire. Plus, there's no argument. He did the thing he did.
Right.
He got in very serious trouble. He deserves to be suspended as a result of it. There's no, like, you don't... It didn't, like, do wrong by you. It's more than I initially thought, but it's not more than I thought was plausible.
And I think because there's video out there, it would have been more.
Yeah.
Because that's what we've seen in the past. If there's video...
He left the scene of a crime, all that
stuff.
If
there's video, you're going to get more than what's quote-unquote normal or what's been in the past.
I think there's no video. It might be 2 to 4.
There's a chance. Yeah.
Video's or if he was... It would be less for sure, I believe.
Yeah, the video always makes it worse. I mean, it just does. The optics and the PR and all of that and where it goes on social media these days and everything like that. As far as the wide receiver room, we were talking to Jay Binkley yesterday about this. He's a little worried about it. I'm not saying that there's not reason to be worried about Hollywood Brown staying healthy and all that, but as of right this second, they had in a week 1 still in a better spot than what they were at wide receiver a majority of last year.
Sure, they're healthy.
The year before. Yeah, I mean, Hollywood Brown and Worthy, right before you even get to Kelsey or Pacheco and that's already better than what they had a majority of last season. Worthy in a second year, not Worthy in a rookie season.
Right, I agree, but they may have to lean on Kelsey a little more than they had anticipated or wanted, obviously, without Rashee Rice, but they're in a good spot. And like you said, Cody, the best thing about it is now you can game plan, you can focus, you can do everything you need because you know you're not going to have Rashee Rice.
The other part, there was no, if it's 6 games, there was no 6-game part of the schedule. It was either going to be multiple divisional games and the Bills or 2 tough opponents or 3 tough opponents like the Ravens and the Eagles and the Lions. Like, there was no part of the schedule.
Well, they're a first-place team playing the first-place schedule. I mean, you can only get so many cupcakes when
the Colts can't be
good.
On there 8 times.
Right. Exactly.
I wish. And the Colts used
to be
a cheese bucket.
I know.
Anymore. I don't feel that way anymore. I thought once you got
just
like
that
2-3 years, you got through 2-3 years of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and we got to bury all the like, oh, it used to be this way. Because like when I watched Marcus Mariota catch his own touchdown pass, I'm like, they're screwed. And then I saw it again a couple years later. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I saw somebody else catch their own pass, and I'm like, eh. And get a first down, mind you. And I was like, that's fine. Let's still win this football game. That's what's so tough about him is I think people want to use this as a bury point. But they are better at wide receiver for the first 6 games this year, if everyone stays healthy, than at any point last season.
Yes.
At any point last year.
And that's why, as long as Hollywood stays healthy, that's a big if. I get it. Can he stay healthy for the first 6? Like, I want to be healthy all 17 games he's probably going to play in. But let's be real. There's a good chance he's going to miss some time at some point. I just need the first 6. You know, if he's got to be out week 8 to 10, so be it.
I'd be more worried about the running back position.
Well, I don't like the depth behind them.
They're one Pacheco injury away from being bad.
They're back in the same spot as they were last year with Kareem Hunt, who I would argue, will not be able to provide what he provided for 4 weeks last year, whatever it was. Yeah, we thought at draft time they should have invested more in the running back position.
Well, I hear they're bringing Clyde back in today for a workout. And he'll sign with the practice squad. So we'll see what happens there. But
yeah, the Clyde thing.
People got so mad about him. Like, why? Clyde's a nice guy, and it's a practice squad player.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know any of the other practice squad players. It's fine. I won't hear Izzy Cozard's name the rest of the season. I'm not worried that Clyde's on the practice squad. Okay.
Me neither.
He's a nice guy. Why not root for him?
How do you feel about the offensive line now? Because day one of camp, the biggest question was left tackle. I'm not saying we know he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but I'm really not worried about Josh Simmons anymore.
No, I think he's taken a lot of doubt that we all had, especially with the injury. And kudos to Rick Burkholder and the medical staff, man. If he turns out to be the left tackle guy for the next 6 to 8 years, what an unbelievable job they did. And everybody's going to be kicking themselves that their medical staff didn't figure out the same thing. It was unbelievable.
Yes.
So I think Simmons has answered a lot of questions. Still worried a little bit about Kingsley, especially when it comes to pass blocking.
Are they the biggest question for you anymore? We had said this a couple days ago. I thought the single biggest question for an entire calendar year, from the second Kingsley got benched all the way until like a week ago, the single biggest question around the Chiefs was, do they have a good offensive line? It's not the number one question for me anymore.
No, I don't know how great they're going to be. I don't think they'll be the best in the league just because you got young guys on one side. That's always difficult.
Risky.
Other people can obviously game plan against that.
It's crazy. Like Creed and Trey aren't even that old.
Yeah, no.
Sean Taylor's the elder statesman of the group.
Exactly. No, we'll see. And I want to see real live game action and see if Kingsley can fix the mistakes in game. That's the next step for me.
What are you most worried about then? If it's not the offensive line, what is it? Mine's defensive line. Yours was...
Well, 2 days ago I said, when we did the topic, I said it was Rasheed Rice and what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, I don't know your answer is now.
It probably is somewhere on the defense.
Yeah, you corner's know? Interesting to me.
If not running back,
a little
honestly.
Bit of secondary. Yeah.
But. You know, like running back, I actually feel good about Pacheco himself heading to the year. I think we've all seen it. He looks fresh and healthy. It's his first full training camp since his rookie year. All that is good. It's more that if he were to miss time, I don't like it at all.
Yeah, the what if scenario with the running backs is dicey.
Which is running backs. So the what if looms a little bit longer
always,
than if I say
running backs,
if
right?
a tackle got does. Hurt. Yeah.
It's like in your fantasy football draft. You're always hesitant to take that running back at the top, even if it's Saquon or Bijan or whomever it is.
You in a couple leagues this year?
How many? Yeah,
I got a draft tonight.
Oh,
actually.
What pick do you have? Keeper, regular?
I have third pick. It is a keeper league, but our league is kind of different than the others. You can keep three people each year.
Okay.
They can't be in the same position, and they had to be drafted past the fifth round in years prior.
So do you have to keep all three? Or
you don't have to.
Are you keeping three?
I am keeping
three.
Who are
they?
My keeper quarterback is Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
And then I have Jameson Williams, receiver, Detroit. And I have a running back that I just kept because it's a running back. I forgot who it is.
Okay.
It won't be an RB1 or 2. Okay. It's just a guy.
Just a guy. Do you get to keep him in the round you took him at least?
No, those don't matter.
Oh, they don't count towards the draft at all.
They don't count toward the draft at all.
Well, even better. Well, that makes it even more.
Then who cares, really? I mean, like if it's, like you said, just a random running back for your third keeper,
yes.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. That's,
okay.
That's why I forgot his name.
Is it still count as your... Your roster size, though? Like,
yeah.
Okay, so you do have to eventually make a decision.
So we play one quarterback, two running backs, three receivers, a flex, tight end, defense, and kicker.
Yeah.
And we have 16-round draft. 12 people.
That's pretty standard.
I got two drafts left, man.
I got one
Tuesday
left.
Night and Wednesday night.
Unless Gold and I still want to do a guillotine league. We got to do it...
off the books?
Yes. That's a great way to put it.
Honestly, no, this is an above board show. Above board show.
No, it's not. I've listened to this show for years. There's no way in hell this show is above board.
Rob, Springfield will change a man, you know?
I've heard
this is an above board show now.
I heard about the Springfield deal, and I heard, I heard Tennessee will change you too
if you
misspeak a little bit.
Yes, it will. Did you hear the song the morning show made through AI?
I did not hear that.
So, obviously, you heard what happened.
I'm usually not awake during the morning show. Yeah. No offense to those guys.
So, obviously, I slipped up saying Tennessee Cities the other day.
Uh-huh.
And so, they found an AI song.
Really?
Yeah. So, this is...
Oh, let's hear it.
Yeah, I hear the legends calling all about them Tennessee Cities.
At least it says cities.
From Knoxville to Nashville, don't care which one it is. I love Tennessee cities, baby, all of them Tennessee cities.
What rhymes with cities?
Well, I love Tennessee cities, every single Tennessee city. Just a Kansas City kid in love with Tennessee cities. Just a Kansas City kid in love with Tennessee cities.
And it goes on from there.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever used AI to help you write one of your songs?
Nope. Nope.
He says he's all original.
I'm not 100%
except for the one that sounded like Boyz II Men ripoff.
Never. Come on.
That was a
Boyz II Men. One More Win was not a Boyz II Men ripoff.
It was Boyz II Men.
I chose a song. It might have sounded a little Boyz II Men.
A little?
You've heard. You know what I'm talking about. It was Boyz II Men.
I mean,
you still think that one was?
It was pretty dang close.
Yeah. Mm. That was when the Royals were in a losing streak like 3 years ago.
I'm so glad to not be in that situation anymore, where I'm just begging for one more win, because that's what that song was.
Yeah,
it was like we were still in the situation where we were praying that the Royals would figure something out.
It's going to be tough for them to make it, man. The schedules,
that's the thing,
because I've been looking at the schedules like y'all have for the Red Sox, the Yankees. Mm-hmm.
It's really just the Mariners schedule, and it's easier
Houston.
Than the Royals.
I know the Red Sox schedule is a little tougher, I think, than the other ones, but
there's just so many games back.
So many games. I mean, three games doesn't seem like a lot, but it really is.
You
only got 28,
and a tiebreaker, and with the other two teams, and so I think if they're catching someone, it's only Seattle, and at least they got three games against them.
Right. If they can hold on till they have Seattle and Toronto. I think that's the last homestand, right? And then they go to L.A. for six games, Angels and A's.
Last six games, that's friendly. Right. If you come out of that A series, you're two games back going, or the Mariners series, and you're two games out going into it, win the series, well then, you're,
I think Detroit plays the Boston at the end of the year. Yeah. So if they're still fighting for a one seed, maybe Detroit's still, I don't know.
I think the hope has got to be that you are within two or three games by the time the Mariners series start. Be no different than you are now from the Mariners by the time you take them on. And then at least you are in control of your own destiny. Beat Seattle, throw everything at it, do what you can, and then you've still got, they've got a chance. I still wouldn't predict that they're a playoff team, but they have been playing a lot better baseball for like 2 months now.
Yeah. What did we say earlier? We were looking at like the implied odds based off of betting, and they're plus 470, so I think it was like 17% or something like that. Chance to make the playoffs, which I think is about right. Like, I hope I'm wrong. Right now, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs just because of the ground that they have to make up. But teams get super hot. It happens. You know, certainly they've got some momentum coming out of the White Sox series. Can they go and surprise some people and sweep the Tigers this week? And that would change everybody's mindset.
That'd be awesome.
I haven't been able to do anything like that.
I mean, for losing last night, because I had an 8-game parlay and they were the last one.
Oh, man.
I told you two nights ago.
And they got swept by the A's. Yeah. Like, they're not getting swept. They're going to win the last
game. A's aren't in last place in the West anymore.
I was so mad.
That's the worst, man. Like, everybody has that story. You got a four-legger, you missed the last leg, or six-legger, you missed the seventh leg.
When you miss the second leg somehow, it's way easier.
Yeah, I don't care.
Because you're done. You're not invested as much.
Right. Well, what drives me nuts, as you guys know, our station's in Missouri, so I can't cash out, and I can't leave.
Couple more months. You can't hedge.
I can't leave and drive, 5 minutes down the road to cross the border because, it's busy time.
Yeah. A couple more months, Rob.
Yeah,
then you'll be
December 1st. Then you'll be all set.
What's that?
So December 1st.
Okay,
not my birthday. That's in a couple of days. Oh. That was when Kansas legalized, as you might recall on this show.
September 1st.
What are your birthday plans?
I don't have any specific birthday plans this year. On Labor Day, it's kind of weird to like.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a weird one to like get together. I might go see some friends or family or drink or a little bit. We'll do something, I'm sure. I've got a whole long weekend. I got a 4-day weekend. I got no real pressure. I got to teach still tonight.
You guys taking off holidays. There you go. Tell the kids that's the difference between TV and radio.
Yeah.
No days off in TV, man.
That's true. They don't cancel the TV show just because the holidays are
out. You're working Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, whatever, man. You're there.
Okay. I'll tell them that tonight.
Yes.
We're going to start in radio, but I'll give them a quick warning.
It's that TV money, though, Rob. It's that TV money, man.
Sure it is.
It's that big TV money.
$7 an hour.
Living at the golf course.
Up next, I do want to talk about your golf game when we come back a little bit based off of.
We still got to play. I know.
We're running out of time now.
I need someone to fix my game.
We'll talk about that. And I want to get into college football.
Oh, yeah.
We got Missouri tonight. We got Nebraska, Cincy out at Arrowhead. Let's talk a little bit about your Longhorns as well. They got a huge game against Ohio State. That's coming up next here on 96.5 The Fan.
You get a win today?
You think this sounds like Boys to Men?
It is Boys to Men.
Yes.
It is totally Boys to Men.
You haven't been sued.
I mean, right here.
Just one win.
It is Boys to Men.
Yeah.
It sounds a lot like Boys to Men. In fairness, it wasn't like I ripped off their track. It was a track on Intercom Source Audio or whatever website. Don't you guys have non-licensed music?
All right, Vanilla Cody.
It is Fan Club Thursday. Rob Collins from Fox 4 hanging out with us. I want to talk a little college football. Let's start with tonight, and we can work our way backwards a little bit. Tonight, Missouri, the story is all about the quarterbacks, right? And ultimately what that's going to look like. We had Gabe DeArmond from Power Mizzou on, and he was basically saying that, we won't know who the real starter is until warm-ups of the KU game next week. But after tonight, it'll be very clear. And even the fact that Horn he's first up, right? Tonight, is that right? That probably already tells us who has the leg.
Well, that's weird to me that they're going to get a half, especially in a game against the team you should roll. I mean, what are you going to
36.5-point favorites.
What are you going to show in the second half against second and third stringers? I mean, I would imagine they would give them a quarter. I know you don't want to rotate every possession, but if you give a guy a quarter and a guy a quarter, it's still meaningful football. I mean,
quarterback probably doesn't want it, because the truth is, he knows who his starter is. He did this with Brady Cook.
Yes.
And Cook started first, and Cook was the starter the rest of the way. So, it's probably just not Horn. he's in there, but like he was probably always going to start the second half of a meaningless game.
You think
anyway.
This is gamesmanship for Kansas?
A little. Although yeah, I think sometimes absolutely. They do gamesmanship for just the sake of it, because if we all know the same thing, which is it's not Horn,
yeah,
I don't have to prepare for him anyway. You can tell me whatever you want, unless you're actually willing to call the bluff. And in the second game against Kansas, you're going to start Horn. The gamesmanship doesn't actually work. I don't think that Kansas is going to spend a bunch of time studying both guys, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
Should There's no tape game. On them anyway. What are they going to study? Well, high school film?
Neither one of them have played a whole lot.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? And Alex, you're going to the game tonight?
Nebraska-Cincinnati. Nebraska-Cincy. I think, Cody, you're going to go as well.
Yeah.
To Nebraska-Cincy. Yeah. It should be a great atmosphere.
You got people covering the game?
Yeah, Harold Koontz will be out there covering the game. He'll be live at 5 and should 6. Be, and then we'll have really more strong. Tonight at 10 and 11. And
should be a really strong crowd.
I would think so. Tonight, you know Nebraska's going to travel a lot.
Is it a sellout?
I don't think it's officially a sell. Have you seen anything?
I haven't. We'll see if Kelsey's going to be there, his team.
We assume they're off today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
The Royals are off today. I wouldn't be surprised if we see, Bobby in the Community America suite or something.
Yeah, that's probably true. Dudes will probably be up there in a big suite.
I think you'll see quite a few. The question is
Travis going to be
Taylor
there
here?
Because of Cincinnati and Kansas Taylor. City, yeah. And he's a
Brian 10. Cook as well.
I think there's a really good chance. Yeah. Kelsey, Cook, Taylor, all of them will be at the game
today. In Nebraska, a lot of local kids, high school kids, are in Nebraska. Yeah. So there's a lot of tie-ins for Kansas City in this game. So
imagine if you're a good local kid, Nebraska's an appealing, go play in the Big Ten, close proximity, big time school still. Like even if they're not the football program they were in the 90s, like that's still probably a pretty appealing place to go.
It should be fun.
We got asked on our social media, what is your favorite college football tradition? I said that I wished my answer had been horns down, only because, not to pick on
you.
Because
you knew I was coming in?
Because I think it's funny how upset it makes them that they had to force a rule. Like, the things that I've heard said between athletes, and this is the thing, that the horns down is what we're stopping?
It's like you can't say Farmageddon anymore.
I know, that was weird, right?
Ignorant.
Stupid. It really was. Like, all of it, we should still call it the border war, not just the border showdown. Yeah. Farmageddon,
who are we offending with that?
What's the issue with
that
one?
Two land-grant schools that are basically all about farming.
Was it the potato famine stuff in Ireland? Like, what was the hang-up specifically for that game?
I don't know.
We've been saying farm again up
like, I'm not reading this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't understand that one. What is your favorite college football tradition, seriously?
Growing up in Texas, it's always Texas A&M game was always crazy. Or the Red River Shootout, which I still call it that. I don't think they call it that anymore.
Wait, they don't call it that anymore?
No, it's the showdown or some stupid.
It's just
like
the Red
that.
River rivalry.
Yeah, maybe.
Rivalry. That's what they did. They went with the alliteration.
They took shootout, maybe showdown at one point, and that's more from that. But that was always cool because it was Cotton Bowl.
Yeah.
So, and I grew up in North Texas, so close to Oklahoma. So those are the two big things for me. So
out of the locals, who do you think's best position, even with K-State losing in Ireland? Maybe that's still the answer for you to get to the college football playoff. Would you still say K-State's path, or now is it too much, just even though it's so early in the year? With what Iowa State has the leg up now on a potential, if there is any tiebreaker later in the year.
Oh, that's going to be tough. I know Mizzou's schedule and SEC standards is somewhat easy.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's obviously still the SEC, but their schedule compared to the others is a little bit easier. But we don't know about the quarterbacks. I mean, we don't know, A, who it is, and B, how good they're going to be. So, I think K-State will rebound. But, hey, man, if KU gets on a roll, your guys have a chance.
Yeah, next week is massive for just the vibes of the rest of the year. And all. Like if Missouri takes care of business tonight, they will. And Kansas does the same to Morgan's Wagner. Next Saturday in Columbia, I think right now Kansas is 6.5-point underdog. But if they were to go in there and upset Missouri, they're 3-0, and I think they start conference play against West Virginia a week or two after that or something like that. All of a sudden, then, I think the excitement really kicks up. I still think K-State will be fine. Like, I don't think this season's going to now just be this disastrous season. No. Avery Johnson, I think, will be fine.
Kleiman's too good of a coach.
I agree. I thought some of the decision-making on short yardage in play calling could have been much, much better. Sure. Dylan Edwards' injury is one to watch. I mean, he's one of their
He's not playing next week. And he may not play in the third
game. They said he's already pretty much doubtful already for Army, I would think he's not playing there.
Yeah. They just got to get him right for conference play, I think, at this point.
That game was so sloppy. I know the weather was into it. Obviously, it's weird. You're in a different time
zone.
Have you
been
to
Ireland?
Country. I have not.
Yeah.
No.
It looked like two teams who hadn't played football all offseason.
Yeah. It
was
looked like a week zero game.
Yeah, it did. It looked very. That's what I'm curious about tomorrow. It's like, I love these big time college football matchups early, but am I going to get maximum Texas and Ohio State tomorrow?
No.
Normally, it's like, even when you think about some previous champions recently, like where Michigan didn't look good for a while. and then because of the expanded college football playoff, got to play in and eventually win a title. I don't know that I'm getting the best versions of both these teams tomorrow, but the hype on Arch Manning, if they win in Columbus, it's at a whole nother
level. No, if you like him for the Heisman, bet it now.
That's what you're saying. You bet it now, or if you think that they're going to lose and he's just okay but not disastrous to where he can make it up,
then you wait.
He's 10-1 suddenly, or 12-1, and you bet it there. There's definitely a couple of different ways to go.
He's going to be 3-1 if they win in Columbus.
He should not be the favorite right this second, though. And he is, but it is. That's all name.
Said himself, it's crazy that he's the Heisman favorite.
Yeah, he's 7-1 or 5-1, depending on the book. He should not be the favorite. Now, he could end up being the clear favorite down the road, and I do think he's going to be pretty damn good, but I expect Ohio State to win this weekend. Sorry, Rob.
Text line is saying
horns down, Collins.
That's okay. That's fine. Dude, I'm from Texas. I can take anything. Trust me. I've heard everything that you can throw out.
I'm sure.
I'm 53 damn near years old. You ain't going to offend me.
Horns down isn't going to send you in?
Bro, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Are you excited, though, that they open up this way? We were saying it's the first time a number one team in the country has been an underdog in week one. Because, you know, you've maybe played a top 25 team week one, but not this on the road, defending champs like that.
I mean, it's good for TV ratings, right?
Yeah.
Is that on Fox?
No.
That one's not on Fox. Big noon kickoff's there, but it's not on Fox?
I don't remember.
I think it is.
It might be. My bad.
I think it is.
I'm going to get in trouble
for that. I was trying to help you out.
I know Big Noon Kickoff, obviously, you guys have. Let's see. Double check.
Maybe
here.
It is.
Week one, Saturday.
But it should be a good game. I mean,
it's right there on Fox.
All right, good. Hey, did you know the game's on Fox?
Fox 4.
Man, I'm day to day. You guys know this.
I know that.
You got to be day to day. And I'm like, oh, what are we doing today?
That's Saturday. You're not even we're not even through Thursday yet.
No, I got a lot of stuff to do before then.
Yeah, I get it. No, that's fair. But either way, you can catch the game on Fox.
I'm more concerned about my tee time tomorrow at 11:30 right now.
How's the golf game? I feel like you've been golfing a lot.
It's inconsistent. You know, sometimes I'll get up on the tee box and think, all right, I'm good. I'm going to hit this, you know, 275, 280 down the middle. And then by the fourth hole, I'm spraying it like a drunk water hose. So, you know, you never know. Short game is usually always pretty good for me, but it's the driver. And I have too much ego to hit a freaking 5-iron or a 7-wood off the tee.
Driver's the only thing I can hit right now.
He won a new driver, a very nice $500 driver.
Yeah. Nice.
And can it's got him to start golfing a little bit again.
Yeah, I was playing a little bit more, but my problem was the last two times I've gone out, I cannot hit an iron shot to save my life. And that didn't used to be my problem. No, it's been horrible, borderline embarrassingly bad.
Like a 7-iron? It's the easiest club to hit.
Yeah, can't hit it. And so I gave myself a deadline of like a month to either quit the game of golf altogether, sell my clubs, give it up for life, or take it serious.
Okay. Spend some money. Get some lessons.
Hitting behind it, or are you just pulling it or pushing it?
Topping it most of the time.
Okay.
Just not making good contact at all. I don't know. Just not like when I hit an iron shot, I'm very inconsistent, but like when I hit a good iron shot, it looks like big, high, arcing, lofting.
Sure.
Nowhere close. Looks all horrible. Right. Well,
I'm sure it's your stance.
Oh, that's it? Just stance?
Probably. Because if you're topping it, you're lifting up. You know what I mean?
So what's your solution?
Well,
let's go. Hold on.
We'll have to go to the range or something.
Yeah, that's it. Let's go. Range is the solution.
And it's not like I'm a PGA teaching professional, but.
You've played golf longer than me or more than me.
I can help you a little bit.
Yeah, maybe you and I should go to the range. Maybe that's the solution.
There we go. We'll do that.
I don't know. I've been chipping a little bit in the back. So I've started to take it more serious, and I was looking at new irons because mine are kind of old. So I thought maybe if I'm taking it serious,
that's my favorite thing. That
new irons,
that golfers
get in the game.
I'm not playing well. I just need to go buy some new irons.
Fairness, no. Mine are like 10 years old.
It's never the swing.
Nice.
It's always the club.
Oh, gotta buy some new clubs.
Hit a bad shot. Oh, I'm changing the head real quick. I'm gonna adjust the loft.
And I'm not that. I've had these same. This is the only set of irons. The previous one I had inherited. These are the only ones I've personally owned.
Oh, I got you.
And now they're old enough that they probably aren't very good anymore.
Yeah, probably so.
And my whole thing was like
they're probably less forgiving than the newer ones.
They aren't
because they have a bigger face.
Yeah, and so like my whole thing is just either throw them into the ocean or buy new clubs and take this serious and try to be a good golfer.
Go trade them in somewhere. You might be getting
sell money
10
eBay.
Or 50 bucks and get some new ones.
Yeah, put them on Facebook Marketplace or something. I'm keeping my bag.
Someone
like
says
bag.
Narrow up your stance, Cody. That'll fix it.
I'm just telling you, it's probably your stance. Or you're either dipping your shoulders.
The last time I played with a guy who's he was a 2.
Okay.
So very
That's good.
And is a golf coach at a local high school.
So there you go.
He probably knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He also mentioned stance as part of the issue.
It's
And ball play, like where I was putting the ball in my stance specifically, sure, is what he was mentioning.
Yeah.
It did not help me that day, but he did say that.
Ball placement is key.
I don't know, man. I just like, I want to play more because it's fun. I enjoy the activity of being outside.
I know. I'm
it's
sorry
a good
we haven't
got
a,
outside,
our foursome with Drew.
I know.
We haven't had as many Royals day games. I know. Swear.
We got time, though. We still got time.
Yeah, that's true.
We can get some nice days in October, even.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
I'm off the next 4 days. Maybe I should get out to the course, or at least the range. They got a range by my house that does like simulators so you can play courses, but it's a range.
Okay, good.
So like you can't, I could just swing and hit the ball 20 or 30 times. Then
are you hitting off of mat?
No, it's grass.
Okay, good. Because those mats are deceiving. No, everybody hits the ball well off mat because when you're coming to downswing, you hit the mat normally and it lifts the ball up a little and you hit it better. Nice. So I don't like those mats.
No, it was grass last, or at least the band.
Says, Cody, I think your issue is genetic.
Rude. That's just rude. I mean, I'm not saying that's not part of the problem, but it's like I know a lot of like horrible athletes or at least mediocre golfers.
Yeah.
913-586.
My problem is I didn't pick up a club when I was seven years old.
Yeah,
well, see, I started playing golf at nine, so I've been playing dang near, 45
the
years.
The people who started, I didn't start playing golf till I was like 18. And even then, it was sporadic.
I know. I keep pestering my daughter to play because there's a lot of opportunities for female golfers.
Sure.
There's not a lot of them.
Student rates are crazy cheap. For like, if kids, it's way cheaper to be a golfer and be 13. You can go on courses for $15. I mean, they'll just let you on a lot of times when you're kind of a young golfer, maybe thinking they're going to get you later. But I don't know, man. I stink. When I used to be okay, I would shoot like 93, and I was fine with that. I was perfectly fine being like an 18 handicap and just living my life and just being on a golf course and you weren't a total embarrassment. If we do a two-man scramble, I don't stink.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worse. Gotten worse as time's gone on. Driver's the only club I can hit. And putt. I was putting okay.
Well, we'd be a good scramble team then.
A week from tonight, Rob, NFL opens up, man.
I know.
Thursday night football.
Ugh.
Your Cowboys.
Yeah.
Your Cowboys.
I know.
And the Philadelphia
Eagles.
They're
going to get Micah Parsons?
I'm going to get hammered on the text line. But I grew up in North Texas. I'm a Cowboys
fan. I know you
are. By heart. But I love the Chiefs. And I'll tell you what, I love the Chiefs Kingdom thing because of the history.
It was very good.
Because growing up in Dallas, obviously we know a lot about Lamar Hunt. And when I was a kid, Dallas Texans. And so it was pretty awesome.
Do you think Micah Parsons will play week one? Because there was a report that now he's seeking a second opinion on his back. And it feels like he's setting up for the possibility, if he misses time, to claim it's an injury so he gets paid versus, because we know he can't sit out a month of the season unless there's an injury because he's not going to get paid in the fines or whatever it is. Eventually he will have to play. But if he's hurt, he doesn't have to.
Somehow he calls Jerry's bluff because Jerry Jones drives me nuts. As
idiot things can turn into good decisions.
Jerry Jones drives me nuts as a GM because he's terrible.
Do you like
at
Stephen
it.
Jones better? Jerry Jones is legitimately bad at it.
Yeah.
It's lucky that they won those 12 games in a row. It makes no sense.
I know.
Seasons.
It drives me nuts. And I mean, just going back to the whole Herschel Walker thing and the Jimmy Johnson thing and his ego in the way of getting Jimmy out of there. They probably would have won 3 straight Super Bowls if Jimmy Johnson would have stayed there as coach. I truly believe that.
Smiles and glory holes.
Yeah, well, he hit that glory hole to get a lot of money. The well.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen the little rascal so clever?
I don't know why he said that. That was recent. That was on the Micah Parsons.
Dude.
I got to be honest. If I were Micah Parsons, the second he called me Michael Parsons,
Michael
I'm out.
Parsons.
Whoa, wow. Perfect
Michael
timing.
Parsons.
I'm done. I'm done. You don't even know my name. You're calling me by the wrong name and saying I can't stay healthy. I'm out. Who's the team you think is the most interesting?
He's probably thinking Michael Irvin and Michael Parsons.
Besides the Chiefs, so take the Chiefs out of the equation. Yeah. Which team do you think is the most interesting for you this year? Just like as an outsider's perspective, you're like, I am curious what that team is this season.
Lions, because of the coordinators, maybe.
No, Ben Johnson.
And San Francisco, I know
they're hurt.
Banged up. Mm-hmm. Their schedule is so soft.
It is. I said similar division as the Lions, or same division as the Lions, I should say. The Vikings, if McCarthy is decent, they got the coach, they got Jefferson, their defense is awesome. Like they could end up being the second or third best team in the NFC if J.J. McCarthy is the real deal.
And I'm not buying the Bears. People talked up the Bears forever.
You're out on Williams already?
It's a little like the Cowboys. The offseason buzz is always Cowboys.
If the Bears win more than 10 games, I'll bring each of you a case of whatever beer you want.
All right.
Wow.
JT, you're included in this.
You're included.
Let's go!
Because
I picked the Bears to win at least.
He did.
I
do you know the bet we have with Drew this year?
Oh, no.
It's a risk.
So we all know he's a Cincinnati guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So the bet is if Cincy misses the playoffs.
Okay.
There was a they were cleaning out some offices and stuff in the building.
It's like a 15-year-old
Hooters outfit, the top, the shorts.
The crop top and the shorty orange shorts.
From like 10, 15 years ago.
If they miss the playoffs, Drew has to wear that outfit during the show. If they make it, Cody and I have to take turns during a four-hour show, swapping every 2 hours or 2 hours, and wear it on the video stream.
Well, what size is this thing?
Oh, it's small.
Small. The top was medium.
It's going to just rip when I try to put on the shirt. The top.
Well, said we'll repair it if needed, you know, clothespins.
Have you like held it up to see if there's any chance it's going to fit? I'm talking about the shorts.
Oh, the shorts.
I know.
It's going to be way up there.
The boxer briefs will still be underneath because the risk of
going to have dental floss.
This is still a workplace. I don't need HR on my ass.
That'll be the only thing you have there if you put these shorts on, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be
Overland Park. It's a local uni.
Oh, my God.
It could use a wash.
So more reason for Cincy not to make the playoffs, so Drew has to wear it.
Well, if they're healthy, I think they will. I mean, their defense is going to stink.
Too bad.
It's so bad. But I think Burrow's going to have dang near 5,000 yards because he's going to have to.
Does it? But I think you're right.
From
that
fantasy
can do
perspective,
it.
I think it's great.
The offense is going to be great, I'm sure. But
I also don't trust their coach. I think part of what prevents them from being like a team with a bad defense with a great quarterback who makes the playoffs and wins 10 or 11 games is their coach isn't good enough, and he blows a game or two for them, too. They start slow.
Yeah.
If they always lose games they shouldn't.
Cleveland week one.
Please.
If they can't beat Cleveland,
then they're definitely missing the playoffs.
Oh, I agreed 100%.
Drew already said he's not coming into work on the Monday if they lose.
I said he knows.
He's getting eviscerated if he walks in here.
It'll be over.
It's not like Tuesday will be great, but at least we will have had 24 hours to get the jokes off before you get in.
You'll have the Monday night football game to talk about.
Yeah, we would have burned some of our material before you come in on Tuesday. But
that'd be rough.
They lose to Cleveland.
I'm hoping Jamar Chase falls to three tonight so I can get him as my number one pick.
All right.
I don't think that's
going to
happen.
I think he's going like first or second.
He's number one overall pick.
I'm hoping the people in front of me pick Saquon or Bijan.
Yeah, you might.
Maybe. Who knows?
Rob, good to see you, man.
Hey, appreciate you guys.
Missed Rob Collins, sports director over at Fox 4.
We'll have you guys on our show.
Yeah.
A little reciprocity.
Right. Of course.
Absolutely. We'll do that. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Bink is going to be filling in for us tomorrow. You know he's got plenty of college football takes flowing, ready for you tomorrow on the show.
No Royals tomorrow. I'll tell you that much.
I doubt he'll dive too much into that, but we'll see you guys on Tuesday. It'll be game week. We're talking game week for KUMU. We'll be talking Chiefs, Chargers, so can't wait for that. Up next, The Drive with C-Dot and Rob right here on 96.5 The Fan. They say brand new.